Now, America's most incredible network gives you another side of the story as we go into the world of the haters. America Undercover presents the Player Haters Ball.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, real hate, man, that's like an art form, man. You know, it's like, you like a born a hater, you know, like myself, man. You know, a lot of cats think they hate, but man, I mean, I'm mad, you know, I'm mad at everything, man. You know, brother got a nice car, man. Why you got a car, man? I only got one car. Why you got three cars or a wife or all that, man? Hey, man, that's played out, man. I hate on a till he's totally broke and ain't got nothing like me, you know what I'm saying?
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Right.
California love, then.
I see them niggas. You see them niggas. I see them niggas.
Look at them niggas just waiting to hate.
Wait,
waiting to hate. Waiting to hate.
Look at them niggas.
Look at them bitches just waiting to hate.
Wait,
waiting to hate. Waiting to hate.
Get your ride on, ride on. This ain't the day for you to die on, die on. I'm a nigga that they lie on, lie on. See these shoes you wanna try on, try on. Yo, we can go to war with the enemy. All we need is AKs and Hennessy. This ain't back in the days of Tennessee. Pull the trigger and release the energy. See motherfuckers run till they catch one in the back and it might cause a cardiac. Bitch act like he died and we brought him back. Him screaming for his mama and his sister pack. Flatline. These niggas wanna act like they ain't never had a full can of act right. Make me pull out my gat right and smoke his motherfucking ass like a crack pipe. So what you saying, motherfucker? We ain't playing, motherfucker. AK, motherfuckers. So what you saying, motherfucker? We ain't playing, motherfucker. AK, motherfuckers.
Look at them niggas just waiting to hate. Waiting to hate.
Wait.
Waiting to hate.
Look at them niggas.
Look at them bitches just waiting to hate.
Hate.
Waiting to hate.
Hate.
Waiting to hate.
Get your smoke on, smoke on. Here's another verse to choke on, choke on. To all my niggas in the pen, get your yoke on. To all my thugs in the house, get your loke on. We can really give a fuck about a broke home. All we care about is bitches we can poke on. Nigga, what's that bullshit that you spoke on? Better roll on before we split your whole dome. Cause you fucking with Ice Cube the Terrible. Fuck around and make your life unbearable. Make you live all scary and careful. Come through my neighborhood, you better tiptoe. Cause if you loud, then you might get chased down. Westside Connection, catch a case now. Po-post, find your monkey ass face down. Tell your mama that you in a better place now. So what you saying, motherfucker? We ain't playing, motherfucker. AK, motherfuckers. So what you saying, motherfucker? We ain't playing, motherfucker. AK, motherfuckers.
Look at them niggas just waiting to hate.
Wait.
Waiting to hate.
Hate.
Waiting to hate.
Look at them niggas.
Look at them bitches just waiting to hate.
Wait.
Waiting to hate.
Hate.
Waiting to hate. Waiting to hate.
Look at them bitches.
Ain't no California love. You can hate me now. Ain't no California love.
To all my niggas with the yayo, they rock it up like Play-Doh, they cook it up like Waco. Better do what I say so, better lay low, cause you fucking with a halo. Death to the niggas with the big mouth, and death to you devils from the old south, and death to you hoes turning tricks out, and death if you wanna go the bitch route, check it. If you infected by this record, bow down butt naked and pray to God. Ice Cube wants better ride. Westside Connection, hit a mob. Nigga, why? We can take it to the streets. We can take it to the concrete. You niggas know where the dime be. You bitches ain't trying to find me. All you haters need to shut the fuck up and get behind me.
Look at them niggas just waiting to hate.
Look at them.
Waiting to hate.
Look.
Waiting to hate.
Look at them niggas.
Look at them bitches just waiting to hate. Waiting to hate. Waiting
so
to
what
hate.
You saying, motherfucker? We ain't playing, motherfucker.
We ain't playing.
AK, motherfucker. So what you saying, motherfucker?
What you saying?
We ain't playing, motherfucker. AK, motherfucker.
This is dedicated to them haters who ain't gonna kill nothing and who ain't gonna let nothing die.
Check me out.
You know him.
Check me out.
You know him.
Check me out.
When you see Ice Cube, you better holler and pop a collar. When you see Ice Cube, you better holler and pop a collar.
Friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, going round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. Possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all
episode 217, Make America Hate Again.
Maha.
Yeah, actually, the new Lamb of God, they got a new album, and yeah, that's one of the lyrics that I just was Make America Hate Again. So classic for what's going on these days, and yeah, you'll hear a bunch of hate filled tracks.
Everybody's a hater these days.
DJ Gower in his backyard. We are doing it through a computer screen again. Drinking my first beer. Whew.
Right. Yes, sir. Me too. I'm enjoying a delicious Momo Haze from Novo Brazil Brewing out of Chula Vista, San Diego, California.
San Diego, they make some amazing-ass beers. Sculpin in my cooler right now. Drank a bunch of those yesterday. Tried to do some yard work in the 100-degree heat and was completely just fucking wrecked in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
I hate the heat.
Yup, it's hot as shit. Anyway, hatred is okay, in my opinion. So don't all you oversensitive people out there that are trying to rename fucking Aunt Jemima, you know, Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor.
That was a great bit.
Yeah, it was. Or Uncle Ben's Rice, or, you know, I saw this thing today, it was a...
But they were never like the actual, they weren't the people that created it, right? They were stereotypical representations of things. Like an Aunt Jemima was like that caretaker lady for the family of the rich, right? So it was not done in a context that was supposed to be.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been a brand for like 50 years. The family's all pumped on it. They do an Aunt Jemima parade. I mean,
yeah, but if Coca-Cola had a swastika for a logo, I'm pretty sure they'd fucking have changed it in World War II.
Aunt Jemima's charming. She's awesome. Also, so I read today, they're no longer going to call it the master bedroom because of slavery. And then I saw this thing where it was like the master card, and the guy was just sweating like, master card's next.
What's it going to be? The primary sleeping quarters?
That's exactly it. The primary. It's like, what is this world coming to, man? I fucking hate it, dude. 2020, what the hell?
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy that I think everyone's just latching on to every possible bit of crazy and going down spiraling rabbit holes of fucking insanity. And I'm seeing it from every direction. I'm seeing it from... Oh, yeah.
People are losing their shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, yo, it's not... trust me, the world is not smart enough to pull off a global fucking conspiracy, okay?
like to give a shout out. I was just listening to the Bill Burr Monday Morning Board podcast, or this was the Thursday one, and he was saying that, yeah, like the world leaders are just like, we have the cure, and now we're unleashing the virus. Population.
Right?
To decrease the population.
We're all going to go live in our underground bunker until it goes away.
There you go. Right?
Some people.
Yup. Anyway, I wish I was partying with you, but again, I also read they might lock down California again as the COVID spikes.
Well, fuck, man. I mean, everyone wants to. Oh, it's impeding on my freedoms. Oh, okay. Well, then follow the basic fucking guidelines that are out there, like. Wash your hands, use sanitizer, wear a fucking mask when you're outside. Like, and it's not just about you, it's about other people too, right? I don't give a shit if you think it's a hoax. My, you know, mom who has severe asthma or something, like, knows it's not a hoax and could fucking die. So, you know, if you give it to me and I give it to her, you killed my mom.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So
you want that on your consciousness?
So we got to
ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Right, wrong, indifferent, like global conspiracy, it's a hoax, whatever. Do you want to be the person that was responsible for killing somebody because of your carelessness and your ignorance to things that are beyond your reproach of understanding?
Yeah, man. We went to the Chico Farmers Market this morning. And it says everywhere, mask required, please wear a mask. And like half the people are like, no. Fuck you, and, I'm not doing it.
Right? And the same thing's true with vaccinations, right? It's just not as visible. You can't see the, you know, they don't wear a scarlet letter whether or not they've been vaccinated, right? So if everybody wore a mask, things would be dramatically reduced. If everybody got vaccinated, things would be dramatically reduced, but they don't. And everyone has the reasons for it, and that's fine. And you can justify it all you want, right? And yeah, of course, everything has side effects, man. You know? Like, people always want to say, well, you know, oh, dude, you know, I'm not going to load my newborn child up with viruses and drugs and, you know, all this stuff. You know, they could have side effects. And you're like, yeah. They could also have the side effect of not fucking dying from measles or rubella or chickenpox.
Come on, people.
Right, man. Like, I don't know.
All right, so here comes some more music. Thanks for listening to this shit.
Hate us if you want.
This is the Hater Edition. Make America hate again.
Send your hate mail to rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com or hate us out loud on Twitter @rhymeandtreason.
Or don't. Here we go. More music. Rhyme.
And we hate you back. Treason.
Saying you'd come back and stay. Don't come back now, it is too late. My love for you has turned to hate.
Well, isn't that right, little fella? Let me ask you a question. You like drinking? Hell, you like drinking. Who the hell don't? Well, if you like me, you like to get bent just as fast as possible. That's why I'm proud to introduce to you Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor.
I'm Uncle Jemima. You probably know my wife, Aunt Jemima, the pancake lady. Now, she says that selling booze is degrading to our people. I always say that black folk ain't exactly swelling up with pride on account of you flipping flapjack. And I right, Sammy?
Listen, don't get me in this mess.
Then she say, but why booze? I said, sell what you know.
and I know about booze. Uncle Jemima's Pure Man Schnicker has a 95% alcohol content, and that's per volume.
What the hell does that mean?
That means you get f***ed up for less money. Hook brother up. Buy some of my Pure Man Schnicker, and let's show that old f*** that there's more to this world than just making pancakes.
Pancakes is ready.
Oh, you shut up, woman. You're not going to ruin this for me.
What you swatting at?
Uncle Jemima's down-home mash liquor. More fun than pancakes.
I just want to make liquor.
Oh, sword of progress, the vector of suffrage, a warm and septic breeze, the palm ventilation, the duty and vocation, the blood of the hybrid, it's just a recipe.
Bed. I hate my home, I hate my job. I hate the wife, I hate the kids, I hate the dog. I hate the sun, I hate the rain, I hate the clouds. I hate the TV, hate the dinner, hate the couch. I hate the car, I hate the bus, I hate the road. I hate the bar, I hate to drink, I hate to smoke. I hate a stranger, I hate his boss, I hate his friend. I hate the womb, I needed room, I hate my twin. I hate my hands, handshakes, pancakes, milkshakes, child-resistant locks on a pillowcase. I hate inflation, I hate the store, I hate to choose. I hate the war, I hate the poor, I hate the news. I hate the late, I can't be early, hate to wait. I hate my lovers cause the way they suffocate. I fuck to hurt, it hurt to date, I hate to date. I fuck to hate, I hate to love, I hate to hate. And it just don't. And it just don't. And it just don't.
It don't get no better. It don't get no better.
And
it don't get no better. It just don't get no better.
I hate to lose, I hate to try, I hate to win. I hate to cruise, I hate to fly, I hate to swim. I hate the optimistic smirks on the face of children. I hate government and those who deface its buildings. I hate artists, hate creatives, I hate bright people. I hate darkness, I hate racist, I hate white people. I hate small speakers, I hate loudspeakers. I hate great concerts, I don't like crowds neither. I hate money, I hate change, I hate hope. I hate funny, I hate strange, I hate dope. I hate charities and parodies and tragedies. I hate carrots, peas, asparagus. Virtually all vegetables, circuses, all festivals. Texts that are oversexual, motion because it's perpetual. I hate schedules, calendars, reminders, cause they just remind us that tomorrow's gonna be just as timeless. I fucking hate you. And it just don't. And it just don't. And it just don't.
Four. Getting his best friend's wife pregnant, then tricking his best friend into raising the little mother.
Yeah, holla at your boy.
Damn, that's hateful. The next nominee is Pitbull. Pitbull is nominated for calling the police on the drug dealers that moved next door to his house. Not because it was the right thing to do, just because he was jealous of all the money they was making. Finally, the one and only, Silky Johnson! Silky Johnson is nominated for calling in a bomb threat to the Special Olympics, man!
Hey.
The winner of the 9th Annual Player Hater of the Year Award is...
Look like a boogie and iced tea!
Silky Johnston!
Kiss my ass!
Oh,
got a 100% rat ass.
Hit me, baby.
That, of course, was beautiful talking. Beautiful on the Weekends does stunts for Little Richard in gay movies. First off, I would like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you. And as I sip my soda that I'm sure somebody spit in, I just would like to say to all of you, kiss my ass, you rotten Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go home and put some water in Buck Nasty's mama's dish. Good evening.
I'm all off on the west side of Chi. I'm riding high, picking the way to make it through the maze of the paper chase sliding by. Keep a Luger in the chamber, ready for danger when it's time to die.
Baby,
up and all the hoes wanna fuck. Not to mention that a nigga got cake stacked up, packed up. Everything I touch, gold and platinum.
What? Niggas can't fuck with us like
bus of
us. We dangerous.
Hey, you know that? If I peel, I got more. Y'all peel is gone. That's why the ice grill on. When the wheel on by, y'all niggas in the corner back and forth like fuck that little guy. Don't worry about me.
You need to worry about your goddamn self.
How you shit on the shelf and how you sit around wishing that a nigga was fine to soap so dead. I'm a A-T-L-A-N-T-A nigga. Never been known to play with. Can't none of y'all see me, so y'all niggas don't really need to say shit.
With all your paper hate, and your bad looks,
what y'all need to do is shut up and take heed to what my niggas saying in the room.
episode 216 coming at ya. This is Make America Hate Again.
I got a fistful of Haterade here in my hand, and I'm drinking it deep.
Yep, we're drinking beers at 10 in the morning on our Saturday because it's got to stop, man.
Because we're making podcasts?
Because we're reading the daily news and the daily bullshit. And then I got to say, like, when just going downtown and going out is so feels so great. But it's probably not smart, right?
Right.
Even with the mask.
Yep.
Anyway. We hate society. I've hated society for, like, my entire life, I think. And now I'm at an all-time hate level of 1,000% full, you know.
Yeah. Full hate mode.
Time to use my special move with my hate level so full.
Right.
Playing some arcade games last night. The old millions of Street Fighters. Just like, what the fuck is this? Marvel versus Street Fighter. Capcom. Yeah, no, that's like a famous one, right? But it's like...
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here bringing this to you. Awesome music. That shreds. Bought a new lawnmower at 6 a.m. today at the old Lowe's.
Ooh, yay.
Avoiding the crowds. I have a corded mower. That's right.
An electric mower?
A cheap son of a bitch.
Wow, that's fun. How's that? I would assume that within the first month of having it, I would run over the fucking cord. That's just my assumption.
No, I got a 100-footer, and I've never ran over it, knock on wood.
Yeah,
but
you're not me.
That's true, I'm not you.
I would run that shit over.
Anyway.
Like, no. And I'd hate it. I would hate it, though.
This is the hate edition. And yeah, the old Trump.
Hate.
The Trumpster, man. He's looking fragile at this point. Jesus.
Well, I mean, it's just, bottom line is that I think that the hits have come so hard and heavy that his Teflon Don appearance is getting worn down, right? He doesn't have some witty bullshit comeback when it's just hitting him left, right, sideways, upside down, and backwards. He can't fucking see straight anymore, and it's still hitting him. You know, like, you ever been in a fight where you're just getting your ass beat so hard? And you have no idea where it's coming from or where the next one's going to come from. And all you can think of is, Jesus fucking Christ, get me out of this insanity. Right? I hope I don't die. Right? And that's pretty much what I see in his face right now.
That's right. And yeah, man, we're just trying to cope in 2020. And we can't hang out. And especially if they lock us down again, I'm thinking... I might just drive there and say fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then what if I gave it to you and killed your mom or mother-in-law?
We'll get in the pool.
The corona.
Chlorine kills the COVID.
Well, that's good because I just chlorinated my hot tub, which doesn't get much use when it's 108 degrees outside. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I hate it, man.
You could try just turning the... heater off.
I did.
Right?
It's at 102. Mm-hmm. Or 101 still.
Oof.
With no heater. Because it, right? It's got a cover on it. You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to say, leave the cover off.
Yeah.
It'll get you down to like 80, which will feel great when it's 110 out.
That's true. Anyway, yeah, man. It'd be nice to hang out.
Yeah. I hate that we can't hang out together, but I love that we get to make these shows like way more frequently, which is allowing us to make them more topical, right? Which is something that we always struggled with, right? Being able to have the theme of the show or the topic that we're discussing be relevant to the listener, right? No one watches an episode of South Park from season 5 and goes like, oh yeah, I remember that week in life, like, because it's so timely, it's so quick, and like, it, if you weren't there in that moment at that time, you probably won't fucking get it.
Absolutely. And yeah, man, carpe diem, seize the day.
That was a great episode. One of my favorites.
So many episodes, 10 years later, still bringing it to you, still paying $10 a month to provide this awesome podcast. So hopefully you like it.
So listen to it. People, hate it or not, listen away.
I listen to them all the time, though. I was listening to the sanitizer the other day. It was great.
Some people do. Come on. Can't say nobody.
All right, here it comes. More music. Thanks for listening. Make America Hate Again. Rhyme.
And haters of treason.
Bend over and take it from some fucking kooks.
Love it.
one invited thing, and every Tuesday, please. Everything about I'm even cherries on my face. I hate everything. I hate working around the house. I hate mowing the lawn. I hate doing my
The number one high school prospect in the nation is looking to steal an away game in front of this tough crowd and take his team to the state championship. But looking at the way this guy's been playing in his last few games, I don't see how he's ranked amongst the best. Let's just hope he doesn't lose any of those scholarships.
Episode 217. America Hate Again.
This is the last hate segment. I hate to see this show go, but because I think it's going to be a burner. I think people are going to enjoy the music on this one. But Don't push me. Push a push pop.
There you go. There's a lot of great hate songs out there. And yeah, man. That new Lamb of God song that inspired this episode, Checkmate. It's just so brutal, dude. Like, wow, pretty shredding.
Was that check as in like CHEC?
Okay,
as in check.
Nah. Oh yeah. Well, he was in a Czech prison, wasn't he? Did you see that documentary?
you mentioned it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you should watch it, man. It's so hardcore. The guy's just this, like, wastoid dick face, you know? And by the end, he's, like, the nicest guy in the world.
That's awesome.
Is completely sober now after being in a Czech prison for 2 years or whatever it was. Fucking gnarly, man.
That's great.
Yep. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you did, all hate songs, because we hate how people are fighting in the streets. We hate the possible civil war part two happening.
Well, we hate that they have to fight in the streets about it, right? Like people are fucking, we get this lockdown shit happening and whatever, and people still gotta get out there and scream and fucking yell about the inequalities that are still occurring, even when the whole world is going through a fucking crisis, and there's still people out there getting murdered because of the color of their skin. Like,
yep.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck, dude?
That's what bureaucracy gets you. Thanks, government, for fucking wasting all my tax dollars on another endless war to protect oil that's like will be obsolete at some point.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Closing out the show. Gower's losing something. All right, man. Rhyme.
And statistics of treason. From the bait of the murder, my niggas put murder mission. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt in my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly, I'm chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me. Her cheddar, she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the statue.
Statue of Liberty. Rest in Pimp Pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news?
Bad news.
Say you want me to win, but hope I lose.
Hope I lose.
Never rock with other niggas in the crew.
Crew.
But them niggas cool.
Cool.
It's just that.
Bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Little bitch.
You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Maybe I do you fuck look, with him. I need to make sure my eyebrows
ain't
don't
fucking
leave.
With you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break it down. If you lose a good girl, I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch. Just don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you.
Is
Stop the hate now.
Is the definition of freedom, justice, and equality for the black man, and where and when is it to be attained?
Well, take equality first. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad doesn't teach us to associate equality with whites. Equality has nothing to do with whites. We don't want to be equal with the white man. He's not the criteria or yardstick by which equality is measured. He's not in a position to tell us we are equal. It's not his right. It's not his to do. Equality, we want equality. We had equality before the white man was created. We had equality before the white man came into existence. And we want equality whether the white man is on this earth or not. Equality means the opportunity to develop all of our dormant potential, all of our dormant capability. In developing this dormant capability, the right and the ability to stand on this earth on some land of our own and bring about a civilization and a society in which we will be completely independent, complete freedom to take care of the needs, to take care of the wants and the likes and the dislikes of our people. To establish our own nation, our own society, our own heaven, our own future. This is what we mean by freedom, by equality. And justice means, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you do wrong, you'll get wrong in return. And if you do right, you'll get right in return. When you're in your own nation, in your own land, you're in a position to get justice. But when you're in another man's country, in another man's land, under another man's flag, and under another man's government, and under another man's court system, you have to look to that other man for justice, and you'll never get it. And Negroes in this country probably are authorities on that.
Wake up every morning with that same song in my head. Want you to help. Help, I sing. Help, I sing this song. Oh, stop the hate. Stop the hate. Stop the hate now. And don't wait too late. Oh, stop the hate. Stop the hate. Eliminate the hate.
Mark Duggan!
we need to take care of our black women. Yeah. We need to take care of them. They are our hearts. They are our hearts. They are our future. We cannot demonize our own.
Amen.
We are the pillars of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine this. A nation that is set up with individual families that are thriving, that are healthy, that communicate, that raise their children in love, have a better rate of becoming better human beings. Black lives have always mattered. We have always been important. We have always meant something. We have always succeeded regardless. And now is the time. I ain't waiting. I ain't waiting.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.